Ryan Montes is a former soldier as well as being a former private investigator who is today committed to transforming the lives of others through high impact and highly experiential training. Today he uses powerful mind-body tools such as hypnosis and NLP to empower his students to finally get all they want in life and also to help others do the same. Ryan Montes is what I like to call a shining star that helps other people discover that they are shining stars as well. I just had to highlight his wonderful work after inviting him in a clubhouse room that I hosted in the Socratic Walks that I have inside of my own clubhouse. And go and follow the room, thank you. And the conversation was such a great conversation that I absolutely had to download the audio and create this podcast with it. And if you are catching this episode in time, know that he does have a training that he is offering on the 7th of February, and I highly recommend you to follow it. There's going to be a link in the description, the episode description, to be able to access that training, and I recommend it. And maybe you can make a decision about that after you listen to this episode. That I have had a beautiful conversation with Ryan M. Montes. Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Socratic Walks. Today, I have a special guest with me today that I will introduce to you. First off, with the link that is going to be there showing up at the top. And we're going to be adding a few topics here. We're talking about storytelling. We're talking about consciousness here. We're talking about how to create freedom. I've been plurking, the contraction of play and work. I plurk for the past 7 weeks now in a special group where we are learning different methods, different practices to show up better. Ryan Montes is a coach. He's a trainer of NLP and hypnosis. And I would like to invite Ryan to possibly describe himself, because I feel as if this person knows himself very well, and he would be the best suited to be able to describe who he is and how he shows up. Ryan, welcome to the stage of the Socratic Walks with Joey Joyful.
Joey, can you hear me?
I hear you very well.
Excellent. Sir, I do apologize in advance. This is my first time on Clubhouse in more than a year, so I'm not ultra familiar with the technology, but you say you can hear me, so we're off to a good start, I think.
So I was just talking to the people about a little bit how we met inside of a group where we're learning how to show up differently in our business, learning different practices, how to connect better with our audience. And part of the reason why I wanted to invite you is in the spirit of getting what I am giving. And one thing I want to give to you is access to your audience, because I know some of the audience that would respond to you are listening to me. So that's why I wanted to give you a platform to be able to talk about how you show up, what it is that you offer, and let's start with basics. What is your specialty, Ryan?
Beautiful. Well, first of all, thank you, Joey, for inviting me to speak with you today and be on your channel and allow me to be heard by your audience. So it's very much appreciated. What it is that I teach and what it is that I do is, in a very literal sense, I teach hypnosis and I teach neuro-linguistic programming, which is, you know, the modeling of excellence and installing excellence in one's mind. The people that I serve mostly are coaches, you know, which means any person that wants to help somebody else better their life or help somebody else do something better, help somebody else get what they want in life. So my purpose, my mission is to, you know, guide those people who feel called to help others and give them the tools to allow them to do it easily and efficiently and you know, effectively without wasting, you know, energy or time needlessly. So basically that's what I do, and how it manifests is in training. You know, I run training programs, I run events, workshops. I have an exclusive mastermind for coaches and hypnotists, and that's how I get the good word out there. That's how I get the skills out there. That's how I share, what I've got to share, so to speak.
Yeah, and I've been following you, Ryan, and definitely I value a lot of the teachings that you offer. You offer a lot for free on your page. You have a newsletter where there's always some beautiful morsels of wisdom in there. And I'm a coach myself, and I appreciate that people like you are here to equip us with better tools. Because, I mean, the tools that we have are obviously our listening, our ears, our heart as well. We're able to empathize with people. But often we need actual tools that help people past their limiting beliefs. And if we're looking at this freedom formula that you're offering, it's coming in a week or two, I believe, right? In 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks today, in fact. 2 weeks today, February 7th, I've got a special event called the Hypnotic Freedom Formula. It is coming, yes.
And if you were to detail who this is for and what will they learn at this Freedom Formula?
So this Freedom Formula, I mean, the challenge with a coach in describing what they do and who things is for is that deep down we know, you know, it's for everybody. But more specifically, it's for, you know, the people, as I mentioned, that I help are coaches and hypnotherapists and NLP practitioners, and maybe you would call it conscious entrepreneurs who are looking to serve other people, you know, in integrity and also themselves be empowered and be successful. So the Hypnotic Freedom Formula is all about rapidly, you know, making significant shifts, you know, in the unconscious mind of a person such that they can begin to make massive progress in building their coaching business or in building their entrepreneurial venture, or perhaps they're a hypnotherapist. It's about, you know, removing the unconscious programming that has slowed their progress or even prevented or inhibited their progress or made them feel fearful of taking certain actions that deep down they know they need and want to take, and about installing the confidence and the confidence in self to be able to do that. And, you know, with me, I have a very mission oriented background. Some people who have followed me for a while might know that I was in the military. I was a private investigator for a time. I'm very ROI focused, return on investment focused. And I think, you know, in today's world, we want to see good results quickly. And luckily, because of all the people, all the research, all the things that have happened in the past before us, we have tools that allow us to see massive results and massive shifts in a person quickly. And so, you know, I design my events to use those. I have a mission to you know, make things happen for a person and do it in a way, as I said, where, you know, it's a minimal investment of time, money, and energy and maximum results on the other end. So that's what the Hypnotic Freedom Formula is all about.
Well, that's actually very fascinating. And I would love to dive a little bit deeper into the military and then private investigator and now a trainer of hypnotists and coaches. So how did the shift happen where you started getting interested in hypnosis and NLP to be able to shift your mindset?
Yeah. Thank you for that question, Joey. I don't often meet people who have backgrounds very similar to me. However, there are a number of ex-military folks who are now in the coaching world, and they tend to be very effective because, you know, some of the lessons that you learn in the military are to never accept defeat, you know, and to do whatever is necessary and don't let things like fear or difficult circumstances stop you from saving people or helping people or, you know, accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And so, you know, being in the military and before that being a private investigator really installed those lessons very deeply in my mind and in my heart. So, you know, I have that advantage now, and I'm very grateful to be able to share that advantage with the, you know, the people who come and hang out with me and spend time with me and come to my trainings if they wish to. So, I mean, how did it all begin? The hypnosis and the self-development, the personal development, actually, a lot of people are surprised to hear, predated my time in the military and predated my time as a private investigator. I got into self-development and personal development in my late teens and early 20s because I had some challenges that I needed to overcome. I had, you know, significant difficulty with social anxiety and fear and nervousness and trouble, you know, building relationships with people. And, you know, back when I was in my late teens, early 20s, you know, these days I do a lot of public speaking. Back then I was afraid to do private speaking. I was, you know, I had trouble with conversations. And so I had a lot to overcome, and I was able to do that using hypnosis and using NLP and using all these tools that exist in the personal development world that a lot of people, even today, still don't thoroughly understand and take advantage of. And so after my time as an investigator and after my time in the military, it was actually a more natural progression than people might have guessed to move into this world, because it was always a passion of mine.
And I actually believe that in military, there's a lot of mental strategies to be able to overcome the challenges that you're taught. Like, there's a lot of psychology in the military.
There's so much. There's so much, you know. When I went through a fairly intensive program to become an NLP trainer, you know, with the particular organization that I trained with. They have very high standards, and it's quite a grueling process. And I was telling my classmates on the time, this reminds me so much of military training, because in the military, it's, you know, there's a lot of metaphorical learning. There's a lot of, you know, hyper attention to detail in one thing that translates to effectiveness in many other contexts. So, I mean, it may not seem like it from the surface, but there's a distinct method to the madness in military training that I came to understand and respect and really appreciate, because, you know, I got massive benefit from it personally, and I'm grateful that I can now share that benefit with other people without them having to endure the rigors of basic training or military training or service. That manner.
Yeah, I seem to remember a certain general mentioning that if you make your bed every day, because if you have accomplished nothing else, you will at least have done that. And it starts the ball rolling on accomplishing when you start right away in the morning doing things that you're able to check off a list.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and that comes down to self-discipline, right? It was another famous military leader that said, you know, well-shined boots save lives. And, yeah. You know, I really agree with that, because if you have the self-discipline to be very precise and very committed in one small area, you can extend that self-discipline to growing your business or serving other people or taking care of your family or bettering the world. And there's this famous saying in NLP and in coaching, how you do anything is how you do everything. Yeah. Once you have high standards for yourself, you have high standards, period. You know,
I feel it as if it's now we're getting into some NLP language, where if you put it in your identity level, logical levels of change, if you put it in your identity, well, then you don't have to think about doing it, because it's just who you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and that's, you know, kind of the wheelhouse of the hypnotherapist, right?
Yeah.
You know, if we can really congruently install these beliefs in ourselves, these empowering beliefs, it tends to take care of a lot of other things. A lot of other things just come into alignment, and you begin to produce the behaviors that just get you the results that you want, right? It does come down to identity in a big way. I agree with you.
Because I used to be somebody who felt I had to have the knowledge, the trainings, the certification. And then I realized at one point, I read the books, I drank the Kool-Aid, and I'm like, I wasn't doing differently. So then I started acting on myself and using the knowledge, and I became someone who was doing the thing that I wanted to become. But again, it was an action. It wasn't myself. It wasn't who I was yet. And I really had to integrate the knowledge, the actions into my persona, to actually believe, okay, I am a person who accomplishes. I am a person who shows up, even though I'm tired, even though I'm in pain, even though whatever. You just show up. And when you show up consistently, even if it's just 1 millimeter a day, well, you're always moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think some people get frustrated because they go through those phases where they're taking action but not seeing results, or they're taking action and it just feels very uncomfortable or whatever. And to your point, you know, a lot of times that's because there's something going on underneath the surface that is counteracting, you know, the actions that they're taking. And, you know, Erickson said, our clients are our clients because their conscious mind is out of alignment with their unconscious mind.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's your job and it's my job to help people bring those, you know, two parts of themselves into alignment, and then life gets better. Right. And then sometimes life gets really easy when we do that.
Yeah, that reminds me of a quote I heard from Carl Jung. When he says, "Until you have brought the unconscious conscious, it will run your life, and you will call it fate."
Absolutely, and that's the norm, right? That's how people produce results, or you know, don't realize that something other than their conscious choices is what's creating their results. You know, there's so much power, in what Jung said and what Erikson said. I think it's on the same page. You know,
exactly.
Have to take control.
And what I've noticed in myself and also in other groups where other hypnotists and NLP trained hang out is it's not because we have this knowledge that we're any better. You know, we need coaching as well, because we're stuck with the unconscious patterns as also until we actually go through the process, you know, of a detaching of neuroplasticity to create new neural pathways and those belief systems. Until we actually do the work, we're still stuck with the same unconscious that's ruling our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Coaches need coaches. Yeah. And if you're not if you're not in a constant state of growth, probably you're not in a position to be helping others grow either, you know? And so a good coach and a good leader knows it's not only a necessity, but in my opinion, it's their duty to be investing in themselves and growing and keeping themselves tip top, especially if they have other people who are depending on them or learning from them or even just looking at the example that they're setting, right? So that's very vital. I agree.
Yeah, because like you said, if we're not growing, we're actually falling backwards because everybody else continues moving forward. It's like inflation, you know? If your money is in the bank making 0%, you're losing money.
Yeah.
Because there's always inflation.
That's right. I you know, I'm a little more harsh sometimes with my words. If you're not growing, you're dying, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It applies to your knowledge, but it applies to your skill set. If you're not growing it, something's wrong.
Yeah, it's true. And death doesn't have to be scary because, you know, I taught, if you study the shadow self, you know that there's certain parts of you that need to die in order for other parts of you to be born.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I heard a speech. Must have been 15 years since I last heard it, but I remember it so vividly. And said, you know, and I think he was speaking to a mainly male audience, but he said, you know, if you want to step into the next chapter of your life, the boy must die. Mm. And he didn't mean that to make anybody upset or to, you know, or in a negative way at all. But, you know, there are, you know, the old you needs to, maybe we could use the word retire so that can take over and be in charge. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. You're still with us.
Yeah, I still hear something. I just saw the phone appear like, oh my God. So the boy must die in order for the man to be born. There's something similar to that I heard recently is you only become an adult when you choose to be responsible for where you're going and you stop complaining about where you are.
Ah, yeah, I like that. I mean, responsibility is a privilege, right? Responsibility is a privilege. It's once you take it, you know, I believe it's a privilege because there's so many benefits. Once you take responsibility for your life, then finally you can have what you want and you don't need to rely on, you know, the generosity of others or the you know, charity of others.
Yeah. And responsibility, you have two words in there. You have the ability to respond.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you take responsibility is you're deciding on where you're going from here. Because it's possible that it's not your fault where you are in life today. You know, the patterns you received, the good or bad luck you received, depending on where you were born, if you're a man, a woman, if you're handicapped. But regardless of where you are, if it's not your fault, it doesn't really matter because it's your responsibility to change your current conditions if you do want to be better.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, whatever happened in the past happened. Now what? Right? Now what? So let's move forward from here. We all start at different spots, but we all want different things. And, you know, all we can control is our actions and decisions from the present moment onward. Right? So let's make them good ones.
So tell me a little bit more about why did you choose to coach the coaches? Is it because of their mindset? Most of them have growth mindsets. They're eager to learn. They want to get better. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's a great question. You know, there's a lot of questions among entrepreneurs and among new coaches around niche. You know, what is my niche? I have to figure out my niche. Everybody says I need the niche.
Yeah.
And I never chose a niche. I love personal development. I loved hypnosis, and I loved helping other people. And I really like working with groups personally. Mm-hmm. I get great satisfaction from working with groups. So after I became certified as a trainer of NLP and hypnosis and timeline therapy techniques and coaching, I thought, okay, I'm just going to start working. I didn't think about a niche or who I wanted to work with. I just started offering training and offering coaching, and my niche chose me. And, you know, and I challenge people, if you don't have a niche yet, to maybe allow your niche to develop in that way. Let your niche choose you. I just started offering and started working and being seen and being visible. And I took note of who was coming to me, who was asking for my help, and maybe most importantly, who was getting massive benefit from what I had to share. And it turned out it was, you know, people who wanted to grow as coaches or become coaches. So I always say that, you know, perhaps unconsciously I chose that niche, but in a more direct sense, the niche developed on its own, so to speak. Does that make sense, Joey?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And I actually relate to that a lot, because I feared choosing the niche, because, you know, you have to say yes to one to say, you have to say no to all the rest in order to say yes to one. And I hate saying no to people. And what I've noticed is that I got into the personal development world because of addiction in the past. Started with cigarettes, then I morphed into alcoholism, and I don't identify with that anymore, because in my identity, I removed it. I now respect what I put in my body, and I was able to get to that point to choose. And what I notice is that those are the people I help the most, the people that are stuck with addiction, the people that are hypersensitive, and their hypersensitivity becomes painful, and they have to quiet the pain with different addictive behaviors. And so empaths, I guess I the niche chose me, and it seems to be a lot of empaths and addiction and anxiety that come to see me, and they feel safe around me. And maybe because I've walked that road, and I'm able to help them across their own bridges.
Yeah. I really like that, you know, and that's such an organic way to just, you know, allow, you know, your business to develop. And now, you know, there's no question in my mind, there's no doubt in my mind that those people that you are working with are getting massive value and massive transformation. And I think just knowing that you come from a place where you understand, you know, what they're going through is just empowering in itself, right? And just looking at you as an example of somebody who's already overcome this, you know how to do it, right? Yeah. That's an instant rapport builder, I think.
Yeah, and it's I did it outside of the anonymous groups, simply because I being hypnosis and NLP trained, I abhorred the I am an alcoholic every week. You know, I don't want to affirm that. I mean, that's what I want to move away from. Why would I affirm it every day?
Yeah.
So, basically I'm helping the people who maybe don't see themselves as addicts or alcoholics so much as it's a behavior they want to manage, and they want to move away from the identification with it.
Yeah. I mean, different strokes for different folks, right? Like, I know there's a lot of people that get great value from, you know, the anonymous groups and great, but there's a lot of people that don't, as you said, that don't identify with that way of doing it. And I think for those people, you know, your service is probably ideal, right? And in your experience. And so, you know, there's a big, big place and a big demand for what you're doing, for sure.
Yeah. And there's so much emerging new research and science towards addiction. I'm thinking of Gabor Maté, who sees trauma, childhood trauma, as being the source of not only ADD, attention deficit disorder, but addiction as well. And he's seen in his statistics that 95% of all addicts are actually attention deficit disorder. So, and they both stem from the same source, which is childhood trauma.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. I haven't heard about that yet. Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. So if we would circle back to this Freedom Formula event, it's an hour and a half. How long is it?
It's a 90-minute event. Yeah. I mean, generally, I like to talk, right? Well, 1 hour events, because I usually go over on the time. So we've got a 90-minute event coming up. You know, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be hypnotic. We're going to do some fun stuff. You know, like I said, it's for the coaches out there. It's for the entrepreneurs who you know, haven't stepped into the level of success yet that they know that they want to achieve and they know that they're destined to achieve. So let's move up the timeline on all of that by removing the unconscious blocks and installing the unconscious confidence, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because it is the freedom, the confidence, the success. It's all about mindset. And if you're not able to step into the mindset, I mean, of course, there's that aspect of fake it till you make it. But if you're actually doing it, maybe you're not faking it because it's a resource inside you're tapping into. And if you're able, when you're able to wear like the habit of your alter ego that is successful, what does he look like? What does he wear? How does he hold himself? How does he breathe? Where is he looking? And stepping into that freedom. So the formula, I'm guessing there's going to be sort of a protocol you're going to be offering as well.
Yeah, there's going to be some hypnotic freedom protocols happening. We're going to address, you know, some of the pervasive misbelief around getting what you want in life. There's a lot of, you know, and I guess you would call it limiting beliefs, but there's a lot of limiting beliefs that people have that they just don't yet realize are in fact limiting beliefs, because I've discovered that, maybe you've noticed this too, there are some beliefs, especially societal beliefs, that make sense. They make sense until you dismantle them and realize that they are holding you back from everything you wanted in life, right? They sound good, you know, until you realize that they're preventing you from taking action, right?
Can you give me an example? Is there an example that comes to mind?
Oh, you know, work hard if you want to get ahead.
Yeah.
Work hard. That, you know, it makes sense, right? Until it doesn't, because it implies that, you know, it has to be hard.
Yeah.
The unconscious mind takes these things to heart, and, you know, and deep down, do you really want to every day for the rest of your life need to exert hard effort in order to just maintain, you know, your business or maintain what you've created? Well, I'll tell you, most unconscious minds don't. And nope. So if somebody has this congruent belief that the only way they're going to make the money they want to make is through undue effort, they're just not going to produce the behaviors to get the results that they want. So that's a big one.
You know? And that's when you sabotage yourself, when you're on the way to success without working hard.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely, right? And you know, and we can take something like that, a disempowering belief, and replace it with the understanding that, you know, the richest people in the world, the most successful entrepreneurs will tell you, they're not breaking their back every day of the week, and, you know, and subject to constant pressure and stress, we can get exponential results when we change the way we look at things, which will then change the way we do things.
Yeah, and I've actually noticed this in my own life where I was sabotaging success for the longest time. And when I delved into it and I told myself, okay, I'm going to find the source, I found myself 12 years old and the Olympics at school, I had won gold, overpowering the guy that won gold the year before. He lived on my street and he wasn't happy about that. So he jumped me after school and he pounded my head in the cement.
Oh dear.
So unconsciously I recorded success means pain.
Yeah.
Don't succeed because you're going to get jumped and get your head pounded in the pavement. And yeah. I found that part of myself that was afraid and I healed him. I talked to him. I comforted him. I said, it's safe to feel this. It's safe to let it go. And I opened up a space to heal and I don't feel the same fear of success, of succeeding anymore.
Yeah, that's a great example. I'm sorry that that happened to you when you were a young person, but that's a great example of how, you know, at the time something happens, we can rationalize it in a way that is maybe not empowering. And then it, you know, quietly and secretly gets applied to everything that we experience for the rest of our life until we address it.
Right. And to realize that the unconscious mind set that up as a barrier to success to protect me.
Yeah.
Because there was pain involved. So we need to protect Joey because or else he's going to get pounded in the pavement. So let's make sure he doesn't succeed and go over everybody else.
Precisely. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you pointed that out because the unconscious mind, you know, the other than conscious, whatever we want to call it, is really doing the best it can with the information that it has to work with, right? It's always looking out for your best interest. But, you know, sometimes it's operating on old information or it's generalized one isolated event, like in your example.
Yeah.
But across, you know, an entire lifetime, and it's inhibiting a person in that way. You know, there's this other pervasive belief that, you know, rich and successful people are evil. A lot of people will logically understand that's not true, but unconsciously, actually, it is limiting their behavior, you know. And every day, you know, on the media, you can see examples of that belief, how it's permeated, you know, the societal conversation. You know, all corporations are assumed to be guilty until proven innocent, and all these things, and you know, those things that sink into our belief structure, you know, unchecked, unfortunately, yeah, for a lot of people.
And so this is why we have Ryan here with his hypnotic freedom formula to upgrade your software and remove your limiting beliefs that are preventing your success where you know you deserve to be, being able to learn different protocols and actually experiencing it. Because that's one thing I love about hypnosis is that it's not a niff, it's not a theory. You're actually experiencing it, and you're recording it in your neurology in the moment you're experiencing it. Because what's imagined, what's real, there's no difference. The brain is not able to discern what's imagined and what's real. So as soon as you're able to imagine it and feel it, it's ingrained. You're anchoring it inside. You're feeling what it feels like. And then you're able to follow that pathway.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. People are blown away, you know, especially people who haven't had hypnotic experience in the past. I actually taught a class this last weekend for new coaches, and they were doing their hypnotherapy and hypnosis certification. And by the end of, you know, Sunday evening, all of them had the same feedback. They were blown away that so much change could happen in such a little amount of time. And you know, I think you people like yourself and like me, we almost after a while have to take it for granted because it's just so commonplace. You know, it's easy to change when you understand how, when you utilize that inbuilt mechanism that's in all human beings. Hypnosis is built into everybody. It's just most people don't understand how to utilize it.
Yeah. No? It's not a question of if you're in a trance, it's which one and how deep.
Which trance? Are you in the get rich and be happy trance, or are you in the, you know,
stay poor and miserable trance?
Well,
thank you very much for the work you do, Ryan. If there's any closing words, or a la Tim Ferriss, if you had a billboard and a lot of people would pass in front of that billboard on the auto route, what would you have written on it?
If I had a billboard and I have to visualize this.
So there's an auto route, you know, everybody's crossing this auto route, and there's a huge billboard, and you're allowed to paste whatever you want on it.
Whoa.
What's the message?
What immediately comes to mind is just question everything. but you know what? Maybe the more important message is stop waiting. Everybody's for the perfect time to do something that they've always wanted to do. What if you could just do it right now? What if you could just do whatever that thing is? What if you could just do it today? Because for 99% of people, you can. It's just a matter of making the decision to do it. So stop waiting. Message on the billboard.
Stop waiting. I love that. You are the knight in shining armor you're waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But I've got a lot to say. And so a lot of people seem to say that the things that I say have been helpful for them. So I'll give you that much.
Stop waiting. I love that. Thank you very much, Ryan. And if you're looking to upgrade your software, Ryan has the Hypnotic Freedom Formula available to you happening on the 7th of February. And I highly recommend Ryan. He's the man to help you upgrade your software and reach the success that you deserve. Thank you very much, Ryan.
I appreciate that very much. If you got another second, Joey, I just got a question for you.
Go ahead. Yeah, of course.
Because I don't know how many people are following me around into this call that we're on, but I imagine some of them know me and not you. So, you know, if you could talk a little bit more about, I think you have an event coming up as well, do you not?
I do. Well, here you go. If you're giving me that platform, I'm going to have to post my event as well. I have an event where what happened in my life is that I got very busy at one point, and like you were talking about, I had my wheels spinning, but I wasn't moving towards the goals I had set for myself. And it's not because I wasn't doing and I didn't have, but I wasn't being the person I needed to be. And the event that is happening for me on I have two. I had one in English, one in French. So I had the language ability to do it in French and English. I have this one is happening on the 30th of January, busy to easy, being able to move past your mindless tasking and let the to-do list fall to the ground, to be able to move into ease and joy, and to actually start enjoying life, because there's so much pressure to do, but we forget to be who we actually are. And that's the realization I've come to in the past year or so, to actually become the change you want to see in the world, is you have to become, you have to be that person, and how to become the easy person. And that's why I'm my persona is Joey Joyful, because I used to be very joyful all the time, and I lost that for a certain time, a certain period in my life, and now I've found it again, and I want to show people how to, well, dive into the person that they feel they deserve to be.
Yeah.
Busy to easy.
I think a lot of people will resonate with that message, especially, you know, the coach crowd, because there's this, again, pervasive belief that if you're a new coach or you're a new entrepreneur on the scene, you need to be crazy busy all the time and hustle and forget everything else. And I bet you would disagree with that. Would you not?
I would. Tim Ferriss inspired me a few years ago with his 4-hour work week. And he was actually ashamed to put the real title, which was 2-hour work week, because he figured people were not going to believe him. But yeah. When you're doing the right things well, if you're doing being effective and efficient, you don't have to work hard, because you're targeting the right people. You're charging what you're worth. Money is never an issue. It's only an absence of value. When you value something, you're going to pay whatever it costs to get it, to acquire that product or that service.
Yeah.
And I know that I've spent probably like most coaches, $100,000, if not more.
Yep.
In books, in trainings, certifications. And ultimately, like, I don't know, were you trained by Mike Mandel as well? Hypnosis?
Sort of. I'm a member of his group, but I haven't.
Okay. Because he's another one who he spent probably 10 times more than me. But at one point he realized that all the diplomas, certifications, they all fall to the floor, because it's not about that. It's about how the person feels when they're with you. Do they feel safe? Do they feel that you're the person that's going to bring them to where they want to go? If you have zero certification, they're going to follow you. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell that to new coaches as well. You know, the higher your vibration, the higher your energy, you know, the less important the little frameworks and structures become, right? Because the lay people are investing in you, in your leadership, in your confidence. Now, do you need the basics? Do you need the foundations? Do you need the tools? Sure, right? Yeah. But what, you know, what level of heart you bring is arguably more important. I would agree with you there for sure.
And I'm wondering, you're speaking of vibrational levels. Are you aware of the work of David Hawkins?
David Hawkins. No, I will say.
Power versus Force. Very interesting book. He talks about the lower vibrational emotions that when you do muscle testing, they make your muscle weak.
Yeah.
And the higher vibrational emotions that when you do muscle testing with that emotion, your muscle stays strong. And he has been able to measure from 0 to 1,000 different emotions. And anything under 200 is weak. And there you have pride, jealousy, anger, shame, guilt, fear. And at 200 is where you jump over into the positive or the strong, the powerful, and that's courage. Mm. As soon as you have courage, it doesn't matter what you're feeling, you're ready to face, you're ready to move forward, you're ready to move past. And then you get into neutrality, to acceptance, to willingness, to love, to joy, to enlightenment. And he talks about, there's two books I read from him often, is Power versus Force and then Letting Go. And letting go is how to travel through the map of consciousness that he calls the different emotions, and how to travel through them to be able to release the lower vibrational emotions and gain in strength and go into your power using courage and then going higher.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The Letting Go book, now that you've described it, I think I've heard of that one. I have not read it, but I think I've heard of it. And yeah, I'm on board. I like what you're saying.
Yeah, they're very dense books. Just reading the books raises your vibration. And he died in 2002, and he was able to measure, quote unquote, if that model resonates with you, he was able to measure the vibrational frequency of the planet, and we were at 209. So courage, we are moving past the lower energies and we are moving forward into the higher ones.
Beautiful. Well, that's good news.
Yeah. And he says, like one person like yourself who is showing up with your energy, with your light, with your love, your vibration is very high and you're able to offset huge amounts of people that are vibrating lower.
I've heard that before as well. You know, it takes a few leaders to make all, you know, with high vibrations to make all the difference in the world, right?
Yeah.
We need to get everybody around to our way of thinking, but as long as we get enough, then that makes the difference.
Yeah. So if you're following Ryan is doing Freedom Formula. If you're following Joey's doing From Busy to Easy.
Beautiful.
And regardless, if you're following someone else, just follow and trust in yourself and believe that it can be better and show up in your life every day. And you're going to thank yourself for it.
Absolutely. Once again, Joey, thank you very much for inviting me to be on the call with you. I've had a blast.
Yeah. Very interesting. Like, great to getting to know you better.
Yeah. And you as well.
Yeah. So come and find us on the internets, on the interwebs, and have yourselves a great day. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Joey. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have it, everybody. Ryan N. Montis with his Freedom Formula coming this Monday, February 7th. I invite you to click the link in the podcast description here where it will bring you straight to the sales page. You'll see that this is actually the event for you to help you reach new heights that you did not believe was possible. We all are seeking for more freedom in our lives today. We hold ourselves back for certain reasons that are unconscious to us. And like Carl Jung is famous for saying, until you bring the unconscious conscious, it will rule your life and you will call it fate. And I believe the freedom formula that Ryan is suggesting is definitely a way to reach more freedom in your life. I had a blast talking with Ryan. I actually invited him on another podcast episode that we recorded a bit longer, and that will be being published a little bit later on in the month. And I am looking forward to share that with you. I am looking forward for you to step up in your life and become the person that you were waiting for. And I do believe that people like Ryan, shining star as he is one of the people that can help you reach the levels that you feel you deserve. So again, once again, thank you very much for supporting this podcast, for listening, for sharing it with somebody that you believe this could resonate with. And follow us on the interwebs, be it Ryan or myself. Look in the comments in the description of this episode for the links to find Ryan, to subscribe to his newsletter, to participate in his event happening, Freedom Formula, on Monday, 7th of February. And I have also some audios to give to you. The Enchanted Forest inside of the description of the show notes here goes directly to my online store where you can download the Enchanted Forest for free and access any other of the audios that I offer to have a better sleep, to heal your relationships, or possibly just to release some trauma or start healing. Just start healing. Just go to the online store and check out the descriptions of the different audio hypnosis. And if you want to work with me on a longer format, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, there's a link for a clarity session to be able to start your journey with Joey Joyful. And trust that there is a shining, there's a silver lining. There's a silver lining out there. And what if it was possible for you to get better? What if you were destined for something better? What would that feel like? And how can you start making your heart sing a little bit more often? I'm here for you. I am very grateful for your patronage and for your continual support. Please come back. Thank you for coming back for the next episode on the Rising Tide Raises All Ships podcast, where I am on a mission to raise humanity's consciousness one episode at a time. Thank you very much.